Welcome, Warren. I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for your time. So, to explain why we meet here for this conversation, we met already twice, really in person, 2 years ago and a year ago in Luxembourg on a yoga conference. And you were teaching about Ayurveda, about Ayurvedic medicine. And me, I was rather teaching yoga, meditation, and hypnosis last year as well. And we had so interesting conversation, I thought, conversations that I believe that others have to take advantage of this as well. And maybe we start and you introduce yourself first, how you work, with what methods, who are you, Warren?
First of all, thank you for the invitation for this podcast, and it's an honor to come together with you. I really enjoyed also the conversations we had, and it's beautiful now that we are coming together here also to speak about beautiful topics. So my name is Warren Ashley. I'm a medical doctor. I raised up in Luxembourg. It's in the center of Europe. And I studied medicine in Austria, and then I worked for 9 years in a big hospital in Munich in Germany, and I did my specialization there in internal medicine and cardiology. So this is a bit more my, let's say, academic and professional background. And I think what brings us together is that I have a huge passion that started in my university time. To explore a bit more health in a more holistic way. So, in university, it started a bit that I was interested in meditation because I felt this could be something beneficial for me. And I had also a professor who was talking about it that made me curious. And then I think what brought me more into this holistic view was that I don't know, somehow I was getting interested in the topic of happiness. So I started reading books about happiness and also scientific books and what psychology is saying about it. And then when I started working in the hospital, I thought, oh, this is something has something to do with health also. So I started to make that connection between happiness and health, and getting more and more curious. And then I was, very fortunate. A good friend, she was recommending me to get maybe in touch with Ayurveda, and I think we will have a bit more time later also in the podcast to talk about it. But I had my first contact with an Ayurvedic practitioner, and she opened up a new world for me that was so interesting also for me to make some healthy lifestyle changes. And since then, I started to do a lot of courses because I felt, okay, this was very beneficial for my health. So maybe this could be also beneficial for the health of my clients and patients. So yeah, that's me. Now I'm doing this for, I don't know, more than 10 years, that I'm combining like also Western medicine with a lot of holistic views. It's not just Ayurveda, but also naturopathy in general. In recent times also a lot about psychology also, that this has an important role in health. And and I think we will talk a bit more about this today.
So interesting that you include right away that you had this insight of how much does happiness, how much has it had to do with health, right? So also for me, fascinating was our because we worked with so different methods. So you're work cardiologist, you're doctor, proper doctor, but you work with Ayurveda and other tools, as you just said. And I am a yoga teacher, but work, so the Western part is the CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very, boxed and clear and structured and medical based on medical research and the hypnosis. So we have both this Eastern Western methods. So you had a lot of time to study and to observe also with your work, people coming to you with different issues. Is there, how would you personally, not the official, but your personal definition of, well, how would you define health?
Yeah, it's a very beautiful question. And sometimes when I'm doing lectures, I also start my lectures to speak about that word health and what is that word meaning. And It's nice that you ask me how do I personally see it and not try to find like a definition, you know, because there are a lot of definitions about health, what is health. And yeah, for me, it is something, and this is maybe what I personally also now in the last years, I get more feeling for that word, that it is not just like a scientific term that we can bring into like break down into a few words. And especially Ayurveda is describing health with many, many different words. So in the word health, there is like it's connected to the word of vitality. But for example, it's connected also to health, is always seen in a holistic view, like a healthy body, but especially also a healthy mindset, healthy emotions. And the word health is something which I think is a lot about, has to do with feeling. And it is something that I was actually, it was one of the questions that started making me thinking a bit more in a more less scientific view. Because I was, as a young doctor, I was seeing that I had sometimes patients who were maybe physically not healthy, yeah, maybe old and having like issues and, you know, like a lot of like physical issues. But they seemed to be healthy because they were laughing, they had humor and all of that. And they were like, yeah, accepting also how it is, and they were taking things easier. And then I had, of course, I saw a lot of patients who were maybe physically very healthy. You know, there was nothing that we could find. Also, with all our exams that we are doing, when they come with different symptoms, and we didn't find anything, and but they didn't feel healthy. So this word health is something which is, I think, very individual. It's we cannot break it down to one thing. It's actually also something that we not can grab. So you can feel healthy maybe today, and tomorrow you have a day where you don't feel so healthy. So it's not so, like a state that we have once and then we have it forever. I think it's something that life is always a bit challenging us, that we are yeah, that we are doing actions that also keep us healthy on.
It's not a goal, a state, like you say, you reach and then you've made it. It's
Yes.
rather maintenance work to
Yes.
stay there. And as you say, and I understood, is that especially your feelings, emotions, and a healthy mindset helps. No, so in cognitive behavioral therapy, you also work on different levels. No, they accept that we are not one. Like it's not enough if we just do asana and yoga or any sports to have the body healthy and to eat good food, no, but there are emotions you have to work on and there is the mental state. But my own personal critics in this is, so we are definitely emotions, we are definitely the mind, and we're definitely the body, and all three need to be balanced. And over focus on one of these topics lead also to disbalance, I think. But they forget, but as they like so much the research, as the medical research, what we can't research is the soul, no? So there's a little bit of this, what I think is beautiful. That's why I love to imply in my work this Eastern approach as well, that there's something missing in medical studies, what you can't maybe grasp or touch. And as you say, it's something rather what you feel then, no? And what is very personal. Yeah, beautiful set. Thank you so much for that. In my work, I guess it's because of my background as I've worked so for so many years as a yoga teacher. I have also for my sessions, for my hypnosis sessions, I work rather with women, not just, but with women and or people in general who have a yoga background or a spiritual practice background like meditation, etc. So these people approach me. Do you see a difference in between women and men regarding maintenance or achieving health and the influence of spiritual practice? Do they help in your work, or maybe you could share?
So I think there are two parts of this question. I think
Yes.
the first part is a bit more about if I see a difference between women and men. And definitely there is a difference. And I think it's also beautiful to see these differences. First of all, what I recognize, especially as I'm doing now holistic consultations, that there are also more women coming to me. And for me, it's like, it's normal that also I think now as I'm seeing this a bit more holistically, I know that that women are very much interested in health, and by nature maybe a bit more than men, and that also we men, and this is something which I really often also saying that in the family structure we benefit a lot also that the women are a bit more like in this feeling it's good that we do healthy things, because the women they are also encouraging the men also to to be healthy, you know. So I think the approach from women and men are a bit different. And my Ayurvedic teacher, he always said, yeah, it's normal that there are more women coming to you. It's a bit natural, but the men they will also benefit from them. Because if the woman decides to change the diet at home, then often the man, maybe they don't like it, but if they
Action.
accept it, after a while, maybe after 3 weeks or months, they will see that their health is better. So then they are coming also into something like gratitude that the women take this action also. Maybe also when they resist at the beginning, but also like things like Ayurveda, and when you get more the things like the focus on health. It's often the changes will not you will not see from one day to the other, but on the long run, and also Ayurveda is talking a lot about that it's not just to be healthy, that these tools and these insights that we get also from this very ancient tradition should help us to have a good quality of life, like on the long run, that we are not just getting old, that we're also getting old with good quality. And so yeah, I see a bit this difference. I see also the difference that men they like to think a bit more in scientific words.
So, did you have more men as a doctor, more patients as a Western doctor? Would you say that?
When I was working in the hospital, I think it was a bit more balanced. And in a hospital, it's a bit a different situation.
Course.
Whilst in a hospital, you are. People come in emergency cases, and I think emergency cases happen to both genders. And now, being like a holistic consultant, now people really come to me because they say, "I liked your background, that you have like this Western, you know, training, but that you are very open also to speak about holistic health." And there, I see that there is for sure a tendency that more women are coming and have the courage to speak about it. But I'm also very happy that I see that more and more men come to me, that they are also interested in it. And there's just maybe a bit of difference that men, they like to understand more, you know, that they want to have a bit more also facts and all of that. And the women, they are a bit more in their intuition, you know. And I think this is something that I'm also encouraging men, that they should maybe not just believe what I'm saying, but that they just try, and that they maybe try a bit also to change their diet and lifestyles and do this for 1 or 2 weeks and then see the difference, because then it gets more obvious, you know, because this is something we need to experience. And it was the same for me when I went to my Ayurvedic, when I was learning Ayurveda. I was at the beginning, I thought this will be like in university. Now I have to learn all the herbs and everything, you know. But then I recognized, no, these teachings and this course is about me. That I first need to practice all these wisdoms and all these things on me, and then I have my own experience, and then I can also be more in service with that out of experience and not just out of knowledge. I think this is the big difference also, that in the West we are, have a very give a lot of importance to knowledge, and in these more holistic approaches, it's not just about knowing, it's also about doing and also about being, that we are experiencing things. And then there is like something maybe that we all achieve in one way or the other, that we connect also to wisdom that comes out of experience and not just out of the books.
Which is a very important base in all these Eastern practices, the part of being, of mindfulness and meditation, etc. So, which would be logically, if these people with this background actually have a bigger, a better impact of your treatments. Is that right? If they come and they know a little bit about meditation, mindfulness, or they are interested at least in that field, do you see your consultations have a better outcome?
It's a very beautiful question because, yes, there is, of course, a difference. When people come to me and they have maybe already, like, let's say, like a practice, a spiritual practice, or a lot of awareness, maybe. Or sometimes people have also a very good diet. It's not about diet that we need to talk, it's about more like dealing with maybe emotional and mental things and, more other things. But I think, and this is the beauty, and this is something that I recognize, it doesn't matter where you start. For me, I was starting to do changes with diet. When I went first time to that Ayurvedic Indian doctor, she recommended me a lot of things to have a bit more healthier diet. And then out of that, suddenly, as I had a bit more clean diet, I was suddenly more interested in yoga. And then I was interested in meditation and all of that. And other people, they will start with yoga and then they will say, ah, okay, if I eat very heavy food, also my yoga practice is not working. So I think it doesn't matter where you start, but one thing will lead to the other.
Because they are all interconnected, right? So in cognitive behavioral therapy, you have also this approach. No, there is the mind, there are emotions, there's the body and what we do and how we act and no, in life. And but it's not a beginning and a start. There's no hierarchy. So no matter where you interrupt the system, you will change anything else as well. No, so but it's helpful if you still approach these other topics at one point as well, which is very interesting also that you say, because you started in Western medicine, it's very defined and you specialized in what you work. And suddenly you mention that you also work psychologically, no? Or you or about emotions and mental health, which is a very different concept to Western medicine. No, so we've mentioned that now several times. You're a Western doctor and you've studied Ayurveda. Is that now for you? Because usually, what I see in the world around me that people of both fields have such a strong opinion about right and wrong that they are very against the other side. No, so yogis have a big, are very skeptical of doctors, I would say often, and the other side as well. Do you mix them, or is that for you very different? They don't have to do anything with each other. Or do you mix these methods sometimes?
Yeah, I love to mix them because I think what for me, maybe I can say a few words about Ayurveda. For me, Ayurveda at the beginning, I had no idea about Ayurveda. I'm very honest. When my friend was talking about to me about Ayurveda, I thought this has something to do with cosmetics, and it's a bit a shame, that I was not in my medical studies also was learning about maybe these traditions.
This is also interesting. No, sorry to interrupt, but this would be actually interesting as a doctor to know also about Chinese medicine, that to study at least the history, no, not just the Western history, but the world history of medicine, no?
Yeah, because also the Western medicine, it comes from naturopathy. It's where the oranges are, and if you and then you see also that actually, and this I think this was your question, if I mix them, I can't separate them anymore. Because also Ayurveda for me, when I was starting to learn about Ayurveda for me, I think it would be nice to say a few sentences about that word Ayurveda. Ayurveda means like science of life, if you translate it. And Ayurveda is not a religion, it's not a dogma. For me, it's a language. It's a language where at these times people were describing nature. And now we're connecting Ayurveda a lot also with health and naturopathy. But Ayurveda in this text and these ancient scriptures, they are just describing the, let's say, the universe, and what we can observe also with our senses. And It's a very beautiful language that sees a lot the attributes of nature and also the attributes of health. So in this time, without having this modern technology that we have now, which I also value a lot, it's really impressive and amazing what modern science and medicine, what we are able to do now. So, but it is very interesting, and this is surprising me a lot that now we can visualize maybe things that they were describing in very humble words. So to just bring maybe an example, in Ayurveda you have like a lot the language of the elements, and when there is like an infection or an inflammation, they would describe it as fire and acidity and all of that. And now we can see also that now with the method that we have, that in an inflammation there is a lot of acidity, there is a lot of heat and all of that. So they were just describing things, and for me, this is what makes also my work a bit more holistic, I would say, and also more complete, is that I can see them from different views, and that they actually match very good together if we allow also to have these different perceptions.
Yeah, beautiful said. It's about language rather, no? Like, and to accept other languages as well. You can describe the same thing, no? Very scientifically. And I see that in yoga as well. Now, as I studied the cognitive behavioral therapy and hypnosis and rather medical fields, no? They were talking about things yoga is talking about since thousands of years. But now they have the proof of it. They just use other words, no? But it's saying the same thing. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. And I believe so as well. And for me in my work, I'm so surprised how much yoga has to do with hypnosis, for example, no? So that I'm very interested in combining and finding the connection. So this is my personal approach right now to investigate a little bit there. So we definitely have the same opinion about Western and Eastern together, even more powerful, I think. No, it's always better to work together than against each other. No, we know that. Yet, would you say there are limits in each method?
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting question, and actually a very beautiful question. Because if we allow to say there are some limits, I bring now a very practical example. I was working as a cardiologist in a hospital, but when I was facing to like an issue maybe from another specialty, it was obvious that I was calling a colleague to say, "Can you have your opinion?" So what I want to say is, actually also with the we are all maybe we have all our strengths, but if we are also allowing us to just say, okay, this is something I'm not so an expert in, it's very logical also to give to ask for another opinion. And I think it's good also to see that, of course, also like Ayurveda, that we have also the limitations there, and also on the other side a lot of strengths. And I think for Western medicine especially, I've been working like more than 1 year in the intensive care unit. I was a lot also in emergency rooms. They are really like emergency cases where I think now Western medicine has a lot of amazing tools also to deal with that cases. And then when we maybe overcome this emergency situation, like for example a heart attack or something like that, that when the patient is recovering, then it's maybe a good point to also speak with them about diet, about stress, and maybe to see also what has led maybe to this health issue that came up. So I think it's very nice to combine them. Of course, it's very good also to humbly see the limitations, and then to see how we can combine these strengths, and then everything gets a bit more like a teamwork, And then, of course, it's not just about health, it's also, as I said at the beginning, about happiness. So we don't need just to have good health practitioners. Maybe we need also to have sports clubs where people come together, they do exercise and all of that. And there are so many things that improve our health that we maybe don't name as health practice, but it's just to improve our lives, to improve the community and all of that, and that this will have a huge impact also on these whole topics.
Yeah, of course. So my reason, for example, why I started to study again after being for so many years, I think 14 years, a yoga teacher is because I came to a limit. No, I saw that sometimes yoga is not enough. No, and for example, my field as a yoga teacher, often people come with injuries, for example, so yoga for physical recovery. And I found, I have to say, and talk well about the Western medicine or practitioners, that often in the Western medicine, at least here in Mallorca, I felt lots of support because I had a good opinion about yoga in the field of physical recovery. So when there was really an issue, a major injury, and people started to recover and they asked the doctor, could I do yoga again? They were very happy to share the state of health with me to say what is allowed and what not. So I felt there was a great collaboration. Yet my reason why I started to study again is that I came to a limit with mental health, for example, and emotional health with yoga, that I was missing tools and the collaboration from Western health practitioners regarding mental health. I didn't see that so much, no? So they don't like to work with yoga teachers. Or now I understand also a little bit more because maybe also it's sensible data, no? So what you share with someone, you don't want to share maybe with others. But so these, yeah, there I saw my limit. But definitely, I'm very curious because I found that in history, Western and Eastern was very divided, and there was a huge gap. And I feel that they are coming closer and closer and closer. Also, because even in psychotherapy, for example, Buddhism has a bigger and bigger value and importance in modern psychotherapy. No, the mindfulness is a buzzword in psychotherapy nowadays. No? So yeah, they're coming closer and closer. But I'm really happy about, no? It makes sense to combine. One critic in my work, no, is as a cognitive behavioral therapist or hip with hypnosis, is often that it's very goal-orientated. You come, you tell me what is your issue, I look for a solution and we solve that, or you have to solve it, I guide you. No? Do you have a goal in your work? Is there a goal?
This is so interesting what you're saying. Because I think sometimes when I'm doing lectures about Ayurveda and holistic health, I'm often mentioning that also myself, because I was the same when I started with Ayurveda, and you're asking also about the goals, I come from this background of a more scientific approach. So, and often people also when they come to like naturopathy, maybe also to the tools that you are offering, and they come with this attitude, okay, maybe I have a headache, when I go to like a Western doctor, I get a pill for that, and now I don't want to have any chemicals. Now I go to Ayurveda, I don't want to have a herb for that, and that actually, that we try to put this, let's say, very ancient methods into our new system. But if we are really humble and we want to see also what these wisdoms wants to teach us, then it's actually to step back, and to say, not, I'm just focusing on the detail of the headache. I want to see the person as a whole. And I think you mentioned a lot of these things before that that were also more and more obvious for me, that I cannot divide physical things also with emotional and mental issues, and also with the circumstances that people are living, maybe at home, at their work, with their families. And as more as was getting interested also in my patient, not just in their physical conditions, but also in their emotional, mentally, and maybe also spiritual questions that they have, I could see that the picture is getting much bigger. And we need maybe also to speak about challenges. For me, it was challenging because I had a lot of work to do. I needed to see a lot of patients, and I just saw like actually I need more time, to listen, to get more feeling and understanding for my patients. And I think this was also one of the reasons why I took the decision that I said, okay, it's good to collaborate with the doctors that they focus on doing like good diagnosis. And when I want to do like holistic consultations, I need to have another time frame for that. And I really, really enjoy to collaborate also with the doctors that they do also the proper diagnosis and all of that. And then that I can offer that I have more this holistic approach where I'm more or less a bridge builder because I'm building these bridges that you're talking to, because I'm having, I'm experiencing both worlds with their limitations, as you said, but also with all their strengths. And I think it's not just about me or us as practitioners. I think that the people, they want to have that change, and that they are also coming to me and to you and also to their doctors, and they are saying, okay, thank you for helping me. And can you please tell me what can I do to improve my health?
I would come
And
here back to my very first question, what is health? No, I would say, I would add that you reach health the moment, or you come make a big step towards health the moment you decide it's in your responsibility. So as you just said, it's not about us practitioners. No, it feels good and to have like magic tools, and we're so good and we're so studied and we know so much. But I have to remind myself again and again that it's not about me, it's not about my tools, but I'm guiding. And what is where I have the biggest impact and change is when the person starts to be active in the process. No? So it's about the person, no? Yeah.
Definitely. I think it's something that is, more and more common sense also. It's not me as a doctor who's healing. The healer is sitting in front of me. And my job is also to empower people that they can also connect to that. And of course, it's very normal that we are like not just in health issues, that sometimes we need some guidance, and that we are supporting each other as humans also. And sometimes I also need help, and it's very beautiful also to accept that. I think this is a beautiful how also more awareness of this topic is coming more and more. Also, I think as you said, also psychologists that they are now interested in Buddhism and all of that. It just like it brings much more connectivity.
So let's come back to a group I mentioned, no, that I work a lot, not just, I work also with men, but today I would like to focus a bit on women. Women's health, so physical and mental. Women's health with a background of spiritual practitioners. That's not limited to yoga, but in general to spiritual practices, so meditation, mindfulness, martial arts, whatever. We talked about the positive effect that it is easier, no? Like for women, for example, you mentioned that it's easier for them often to include new ideas to become more healthier, no? And so this is something positive. You mentioned that definitely also the spiritual practices somehow help, or there's more interest, or there's already background in taking care of health, no? Like the active part. So I see that as well. When I work in my hypnosis sessions with people from the yoga world, it is so much easier to get to the point because people are able to observe themselves. They have a higher ability to be honest, like what they're really doing or not. No? So the Buddhist tradition of observing is very important, no, for health, I think, to notice where you are really are. No? And I include also mindfulness and meditation in my sessions. So someone who knows what is meditation has a easier approach, no? Or so we talked about the positive effects, no, of these Do you see their limits in your work?
What I can say about this topic, and I think it's yes, you can. I think you highlighted a bit also this community of yoga who is doing a lot, and you have like a lot of awareness about all these topics. But I could say also in general a bit, not just in this, because there are different practices also. What I see, maybe not, I would say maybe not limitations, I would say there's a challenge. And this is a challenge that we are all facing once we are entering into the world of focusing more on health. Because it's very good that we are doing this and that we are more and more interested also to take responsibility. But what can happen is that sometimes also with trying to do healthy changes, that we can also get a bit lost into that we are too strict with ourselves. So that we are kind of, I would say, and I think I experienced the same, you know. It's always good to speak also about my experience, because this comes a bit more from a place that I can really, really share, you know, without judging others. I can just say, for me, when I'm looking back, when I started with Ayurveda, I was saying, okay, there's like Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and now I have to have less Pitta. And I was very strict and I was avoiding everything that makes Pitta. And then I was a bit, you know, it was not my Ayurvedic practitioner telling me this, but I was a bit like, okay, I'm not allowed to eat this. And it was getting, and this can also cause a disease, let's say like that we can also go too much into trying to be perfect. And I think the word that Ayurveda brings from that is balance. And I think this is very important that we find a good balance. And of course, it's good also that we are focusing on health, that we're doing these changes, that we're experiencing them, that we make also experience. Maybe also we have moments where we get a bit too extreme, you know, and also from that we have lessons. But that we not forget to focus on what is important in life. And I think it's really the first topic that brings me all of this is like happiness, community, joy, that it's not just about getting better and better and more healthy and healthier. I think if we stay with the focus on and also saying, you know, let's enjoy also life, let's enjoy together, you know. There are a lot of serious questions in the world, yes, but still, do I maintain also a space for creativity? You know, is there something that I love to do? Are there some talents that I like to explore and all of that? And then we are not so much maybe in the world of health and diseases, but if we give space for all of that, and if yoga is a place of joy and not just I need to do this because I need to be healthy, then even this tool of yoga gets even better. And I can see also in my, yeah, I'm doing, have a daily practice of doing exercises. The moment I just do them because I also like to do them, you know, then I'm just saying this is nourishing me and this is not something I have to do. It's something that I like to do. And then all of these practices, they get more aligned also with our life and also, yeah, hopefully also with, yeah, with a lot of humor, you know. I think this is, if we can. At one place, also when we get lost in some direction, if we can laugh about ourselves, then for sure we are healthy.
It's a very powerful tool in psychotherapy, actually. Like, if you have very repetitive thoughts, they suggest to use humor, like a funny voice, for example, translating it into a funny voice and saying that, like, in a funny way, and then you get more distance to this, and it's easier to digest and to take distance to it. But it's really, yeah, it's beautiful, actually, what you said with the joy. And I often say to students that yoga is not about what you're doing, but about how you're doing it. No? And I guess Ayurveda is, it's about the quality in itself. It's not about the what. Or at the beginning of our interview, you said, of our conversation, you mentioned that we are so drilled on knowing. So it's again the what, no? But it's about the how and why often in life. No? So I also saw in my career as a yoga teacher, people who are very almost obsessed with the physical practice, no? Like they have to do it. But then There's not the real benefit of yoga. Well, there's a little bit of physical benefit now, but not the holistic, no? And I see also now often in the fields, conscious community field, that there is a lot, almost anxiety, no, about certain topics to everything is bad, this we can't do, this I can't eat. And of course, we want to eat healthy and organic, et cetera, but if what happens if you don't do that? No, who are you if you don't do that? No, are you still okay? No, yeah. So it's, as you say, the balance, right? It's all about balance in yoga and Ayurveda, and in health, also in Western, I guess, in Western, at least in the, as I mentioned, the cognitive behavioral therapy, as yeah, works a lot on balance, no, to address all parts we are. I just would like to include into this also the spiritual aspect, no, to have really balanced health on all levels. That I believe that the spiritual health is also a big topic to deal better with challenges in life, no, and in the world with topics we are challenged at the moment. It helps to have a little bit of spiritual reasoning in it, no, I guess. Yeah, amazing. Would you like to include something else? Did we miss something? Or maybe we can bring it all together a little bit. The most important.
Yeah, it's. I think, first of all, I think it's very beautiful that we talk about this. I think also for what I really like, and I mentioned this before, sometimes we have the tendency that we think that the outside world or politics or whatever needs to make the changes, or maybe also Western medicine needs to do this or this. And what I experience, which I really like, and this makes me very optimistic, I can see that the patients, the people, they want to have change, you know? And then we as a community, we will also stimulate also, let's say, medicine also to make some changes, because it has always changed, you know? And the changes, they come out of the from the people, you know? And I know also that sometimes as a doctor it's uncomfortable when the patient is asking questions that that are more like, okay, I don't want to have this. Is there another opportunity? Can I just, you know? And then it stimulates also. This was also stimulating me to think bigger and to, yeah, to see also the limitations of maybe things that I've learned, and not going to into resistance, but going into like, yeah, let's think more holistic. And it's so nice also to get to know different perceptions. And of course, my mind is definitely limited, you know. I can see also just my angle. I can try to include different angles. But if we, and this is maybe the last thing that I want to mention, if we think more in a community, yeah, that it's not just about us as an individual, but also, and I think this is the logical consequence, you know, that of course we want to be healthy, but then suddenly it's very clear that it's not just about my health, it's also about the health of our surroundings. And something, it's a topic that is for me very logical. I think it's also important that we have an interest in the health of nature. And that this is a topic that is, I think, also the young generations, they are talking about it. I think if we have the awareness that nature, that the plants and all of that, that the animals, that this is so much important also for us, and that we have a natural interest also, that we have responsibility for our health, but also for the health of the nature, and that this gives us a lot of like a good foundation also that we can all blossom here on this earth.
Wow, that's so beautiful said. Yeah, definitely I can underline that. No, there was, you started with a point of, I understood rather the self-responsibility. So the moment you don't blame politics or others or a doctor or the health system, the moment you don't blame your parents or whoever for your state, it's when real health and happiness, actually happiness and freedom starts and blossoms. And it's a personal path. And I think this is what be the beauty of yoga, it really shows also to go inside and to take care of yourself, but it's not the final end. No, I always understood as a yoga practitioner that it's a tool to work on yourself, but the goal is rather to understand that we are one of. We're part of one, no? And so to go a little step forward. This is what I understood more or learned more in martial arts, actually, that you do all these things, but for what? Not you do a step later and you use that. And you say, like, to take care of nature, to take care of others, no? To take care of community. To, I guess, happiness, what you combined, the definition happiness, health has for you a lot to do with each other. I would rather also use or freedom, no? Like that, yeah, you gain more if you understand that you're part of one, no? And this includes others and this includes nature, definitely. And you're not, if it's not just about you, it takes also anxiety away, no? It releases a little bit of the stress that you have to live healthy, you have to take care of your body, you have to do this today, you haven't done it today. Oh my, you missed out something, no? If you see the bigger picture, then we want to be healthy to for a healthy life and healthy world, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time, Warren. Amazing. I hope you'll have a lot of more conversations and I love your work. And people who are interested actually and would like to contact you, maybe you could repeat again your name and maybe your how to contact you, how to find you, maybe website or social media and how if you work online, maybe some details about that.
So, yeah, my webpage is like my name, warrenashley.com, and there you can find me, there you can contact me. I'm working online, I'm giving also consultations online, and mainly in Luxembourg, I'm also giving consultations in person and in Portugal. These are the main places where I'm moving a lot. But if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, just visit my webpage, and yeah, and I'm very grateful also that I can be here with you, and thanks a lot for the invitation. It's really an honor to speak with you and also to know about your work and what you're doing. It's very beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.